Good evening. This is KD2AIT, net control for the Black River Valley Service Net. My name is Jeff. This net is held every evening at 9 p.m. on the Boomer Amateur Radio Club repeater on frequency 146.655 MHz. The repeater is located 2.5 miles southwest of Boomer on Jackson Hill. This is an informal net, and all interested parties welcome to check in with or without traffic. Emergency traffic has priority at all times, could break in at any time. Is there any emergency traffic? The Boomer Amateur Radio Club's next monthly meeting will be on Tuesday, September 15th at 7 p.m. at the Dodge Pratt Northern Martin Community Center on 106 Schuyler Street in Boomer, New York. Everyone is welcome to attend. An amateur radio license is not required to become a member. If you're interested in becoming a net controller, please contact a club member. We can set that up. Should a net controller not start the net at 9 p.m. and still has not done so after a couple minutes, please feel free to conduct a net yourself. You'll find the net preamble on our website at www.boomervilleARC.com. Are there any portable, battery-powered, or mobile stations wishing to check in? Are there any echoing stations wishing to check in?
This is KD2IZE. My name is Dick.
This is KD2FPM, Kilo, Delta 2, Foxtrot, Papa Mike, Kevin James checking in from Oneonta, New York via Echolink, and I believe I'm the last one in the lineup.
All right, well, there's two. We'll start with KD2IZ. Dick, good evening. What's going on tonight?
Good evening, Jeff and Kevin. Yeah, nothing much. I was on probably a couple weeks ago, and we talked. I think you said you were from down around the Saugerties area. You're familiar with the area I'm in, which is Kinderhook. And so I figure I'd get back in here again. Last time I was on, there was somebody else. I forget who it was that was running the net. But anyway... I love the Boonville area. I used to snowmobile up there years ago, and also did some ATVing up in the Constableville area. That's a nice little town. And actually, I have a question for you after we're done here. That's about it for now. I'll turn it back to the net, KD2ICE.
All right, Dick. Yeah, the snowmobile is still pretty prime up here. It's a big big draw every year. And, yeah, in Lewis County, the ATVs are still running strong. And I had my grandparents on my mother's side were from Constableville. And, yeah, it's a pretty nice area. So, all right, well, stick around then, and we'll catch up with you after the net. All right, KD2FPM, Kevin, good evening. What's going on?
Hey, good evening, everyone. Kevin James here, KD2FPM. Hey, just want to let you know that John WB2RUQ will be up behind me, so there is one more. He just snuck in behind me. I think John's our friend from down in the Hudson Valley, so I'll keep it brief here. We're about 68 degrees right now under partly cloudy skies. Hit a high of 79 here in the central southern tier today. I had a thunderstorm come through a little after 4 p.m. and dropped about an inch of rain within about 30 minutes. Actually came out to 1.2 inches total. I had to call the weather service real quick because there was a deluge in such a short period of time. Well, I tell you what, I have someone on the phone I have to go catch, so I will check out of here entirely. I want to thank you guys for having this net. I'll say 7-3, back to net control, KD2FPM out.
All right, Kevin, well, thanks for the check-in. And speaking of temperatures, we had 55 for a low here this morning. 61 is the temperature now, and it was, our high was 83. And thanks, Kevin, for the heads up on the Echolink stations. I'm not at my home base, so I can't see everybody who checks in like I normally can. So, all right, thanks, Kevin. You have a good evening. We'll catch up with you later. All right, let's see. WB2RUQ, do you copy on Echolink?
KD2AIT, WB2RUQ. Copy loud and clear. Thanks, Kevin. Currently, like 77 degrees here in greater downtown Modena. And watching the Mets tonight. They got a great game with the Phillies. And they're now, I think it's 9-7. So enjoying the heck out of that game. And that's about it. I'll probably be dropping off after I sign with you, and hope you enjoy the rest of the stay up your camp. I got to do a little work with GoDaddy tonight. Okay, take care. WB2RE.
All right. Well, good. It sounds like you got some nice weather down there, and yeah, let me know how the GoDaddy stuff turns out, and. Full disclosure, WB2RQ is my father down in the Hudson Valley down there near New Paltz. So, all right, thanks for checking in. We'll catch up with you later. All right, that's it for the EchoLink station. So this is KD2AIT. I'll now take calls from regular members and guests.
And to the FM, good evening, Jeff.
And to KPR, hello, Jeff.
WA2U. Good evening.
And to KKL, hi Jeff.
All right, there's four more. So we'll start with N2PFM. George, good evening. What's going on tonight?
Well, good evening, Jeff, and everybody else on the net. We got a temperature of 62 degrees after a range of 60 to 76. Cloudy early this morning, sun came out, and then this afternoon we had the deluge. All the rain gauge is, I don't know how much we got, but it came down hard for a while. Not quite as hard as what Kevin James was saying, but it came down for a while. And then it was cloudy pretty much the rest of the day, and I think it's still cloudy out there now. So that's about it, what's going on here. We'll say God bless and 73s to all. N2PFM clear.
All right, George. I tell you, everybody else I talked to today, everybody got a rain shower, but, you know, up here anyway, and, I saw that line on the radar, and I said I thought for sure we'd get some here at camp, and a hole opened up and just avoided me at camp, so I'm not complaining. It was nice not to get rained out, but it seemed like everybody else did, and everybody had a nice downpour. But all right. Well, thanks, George. Thanks for checking in. You have a good evening there. Oh, and by the way, everybody, we were talking about the other night about the new antenna I was going to get up here at camp. I am using it now. I did go with the LMR 400, and it's direct, right from the antenna, straight to the rig I have up here, and I am getting less than just about one on the SWR. So far, very happy with the results. I'm hitting repeaters from quite a long ways. One in Glens Falls. I'm hitting the one up in Syracuse, pretty good with full quieting. So far, so good. All right, let's move to N2KPR, Rich, there in Boonville. What's going on tonight?
Good evening, Jeff, and everybody else out here in the air. Not too much. Now, it's been a very quiet day for me. All I've been doing is just working on my computer, reloading some stuff in, and setting up the programs. And after that, when the sun came out earlier, I said, well, I'm going to run to the store. And got all ready to go, got my list all made up, jumped on my scooter, got ready to turn that thing around in the apartment here so I could head out to the hallway and down and out. And I looked outside and it was pouring, and I said, well, that's enough of that. So took off my shoes and relaxed and sat down here, and I listened to music for a while, and watched some YouTube for a while, music videos, of course, and that's about it. Right now I'm watching a lot of that, and figured after this is over, after I sign into Okay, I'm going to go hit the deck and got to get up early in the morning. So that's about it from this end of the neck of the woods. I don't know how hard it rained. I wasn't paying any attention to it. Back to you, Jeff, and to keep you up.
All right, Rich. Well, they're going to have to put a little roof on that scooter there for the rainy days, you know what I mean? But thanks for checking in, and it sounds like you actually had a nice day. It's nice when you don't, when there's not a lot going on. So, all right, well, thanks. We'll catch up with you later. Let's see, WA2U, John, good evening. What's going on tonight?
Good evening, Jeff, WA2U. Good evening to everyone on frequency and those out there listening. And 63 degrees here at the northeast end of Hinckley Reservoir. So not too bad, 63. Went out and getting real close to calling it another season for the wood anyways. We've got, I've got a few pieces out there. I would have probably finished up, but it started raining a little bit. I didn't want everything to get soaking wet, so I came inside. But I should have all that wood put up tomorrow and get these gradually moving over to the wood pile. Had a good weekend, listened to a lot of music Saturday and Sunday morning and enjoyed that. And not sure what, I had a great time up at the Woodsman's Field Day. I guess they had a record crowd, but we went up on Saturday and stopped by a number of the vendors and saw people we knew that were up there and bought a, what is it, I'm trying to think of it now, the brand of it is, but got a, I guess they call it a chain sharpener, so we're pretty excited about that. We've got a table we want to mount it to, Oregon, that's who makes it, and so we got the same one that the CJs use up there, a commercial variety, so. We'll put the file away and maybe we'll have a little bit more consistency in the chain sharpening department and get things done. So got a table here I want to finish off and put some polyurethane and I'll just mount this to that so that'll make things nice. So I guess our next little logs will arrive in about 3 to 3.5 weeks or so, but we've certainly got enough wood for this season. The garden's going great. The grass is growing great. So get a break in the weather. We'll get some of the, you know, the grass taken care of and the wood put away. So I'll turn it back over to you, and I can actually hear you, Jeff, on the input. So your, I guess it's GP9 is doing a super job. I don't know if you've tried it up on UHF yet. So install it the right way the first time. You don't have to keep going over it. That's a beautiful thing. WA2U, back to net.
All right, John. Yeah, I took my time with it, and it could probably go up a little higher, but the ladder I had is not the one I trust the most. So I forgot I had this one up here, not the other one. So if I do bring it up here, I might raise it up a little higher, but it seems to be doing all right now. I can only go up another couple of feet, and I don't know if it's going to really make all that much of a difference. But on those chain sharpeners, I have one here, not the professional grade, but I have one, and I've learned over the years to, over the last year or two, to take off as little as possible when using those grinders. I don't know how much experience you have, but it's nice. And also what I did, and I'm glad I did because I would have wasted a lot of money otherwise, is I dug out a couple of old chains, real old beat-up chains that I had, you know, the ones you usually end up using on stumps or something that are beat to death. And I practiced on those before I practiced on any of the real good chains. So might want to keep that in mind. I don't know. If you've used them before, then you probably know what I'm talking about. But, all right. Thanks, John. We'll catch up with you later. N2KKL, Pauline, good evening. What's going on tonight?
KD2AIT, N2KKL. Well, I've been in many nets tonight. So I've been in about several of them. So, good evening, everybody. Good to hear y'all in here. And it's about 66 degrees here now. We had a beautiful day here today. So, anywho, other than that, not much else going around. Been watching ball games. N2KKL, back to you, Jeff.
right, Pauline. Well, thanks for checking in, and yeah, I got a couple if I make it. Depends on how long this net runs. I got a couple to check into too. But all right. Well, thanks again for checking in, and hopefully we're gonna have nice days the rest of this entire week. It looks that way. All right. This is KD2AIT. Are there any other check-ins for the Black River Valley ServiceNet?
N2PFM with a further on the hard line.
Go ahead, George.
Yeah, okay, Jeff. Back then I'm glad I only told about the LM400, the good RG8. I was going to say you could, of course, go for what I had when I was down the city in the two-way radio business. In fact, I still got some of it here. They call it Andrew's Hardline. Just mention that to Bob Merton down there at the radio shop. He'll know exactly what I'm talking about. I mean, that stuff is so stiff. I mean, you almost have to sit on it to bend, to put a bend, to even bend it. Of course, right now, today, I think that's about $5 and something a foot now if you try to buy it. But I'm going to say you could, of course, go with that, but that definitely I see now. I'm glad I didn't mention that to you because that would have been definitely overkill. I just thought I'd pop in and let you know that. Okay. Have a good one. That's the BFM clip.
All right, George. I tell you, I don't want it any more than what it is now. As far as, the firmness of the wire goes, it's hard enough to make that bend to get to the radio. In fact, I'm thinking of maybe making a small little, just a patch with a regular wire, maybe like a small 1 or 2 feet to patch in just a, smaller, more bendable cable and patch into it. That might make more sense in the end because I do have to, when I leave the camp or when there's a thunderstorm or whatever, I have to disconnect it from the radio and, all that bending back and forth is probably not good for the wire, but, anyway, all right, George, thanks. This is KD2AIT. Are there any other check-ins? Well, for myself, I slept in today. I couldn't believe it. It was 9 o'clock when I woke up, and it was about 10 o'clock by the time I finished breakfast. I don't get to do that very often, but I slept pretty good. And, usually I have to get up at the latest by 7:30. But not today. I'm off for the week, and it's just me up here at camp, and at least for now. The kids are coming in later in the week. But anyway, I got up, and I had some weed whacking to do, and I got a bunch of prickers and berry bushes and you name it that's growing up. I just had to get knocked down here. It's getting to the point you can't walk around here without stepping on a thorn. So knocked a bunch of them down. I had an old bench, an old wooden bench, all wood bench, and that I brought up here because it was falling apart. And I took the hatchet to it and made a bunch of kindling today. And finally got that project done. I got enough kindling probably for 3 years here. And went down to the river and just sat and soaked in it about maybe 2 hours, and just let the whole river pull the heat right out of me. It was nice. And we got up here. We made a rack of venison with some potatoes that we dug out of the garden, and some sweet corn from the Halco's farm there in Boonville, some of the sweetest corn you'll ever eat. And after that, I took a walk up the camp road, about a mile and a half altogether, and then we went up through the woods a little bit. So then we just kicked back by the fire and listened to the Yankee game a little bit before the net. So it's been a great first full day of my vacation, and I'm really enjoying it. So that's all I have to report. All right, this is KD2AIT. Are there any other check-ins for the Black River Valley ServiceNet? Are there any comments, queries, or late check-ins at this time?
WATU, comment.
Go ahead, John.
Well, this is probably going to make more work for you, but we used to call when I had the repeater up, the UHF repeater years ago. I think what you're talking about is putting a pigtail in, and if you do that, you want to have some really good Teflon cable and good quality connectors. But if you really want to keep unity, you got to be careful you don't take a couple steps back with an improvement. So if you really do that, maybe you can get someone to help you. You really want to put end connectors on your pigtail. On the end of your cable, you'd put an end connector there and an end connector on the pigtail, and then bring it to the radio. And the reason for that is you'll keep 50 ohms unity. But I don't know, if you're careful with it, you should be okay, but just a thought. Otherwise, you're improving convenience, but maybe on UHF I know you're probably cutting hairs, but anyways, I just thought I'd throw that out for what it's worth, because if you run really long lengths of that stuff, every dB counts, WATU.
No, that's a good point. That's good to consider. Yeah, that's right, man, a pigtail. And, yeah, I just want something where I can quickly disconnect the thing when I need to. And, you know, I always disconnect it before I leave anyway. And today, when it looked like it was getting dark there for a little bit, I disconnected it. Didn't know if a thunderstorm was coming in. And, you know, time for him to do that with this hard line is probably not a good thing in the long run. But, all right. Thanks, John. Thanks for the advice there. And, all right, are there any other comments, queries, or late check-ins?
KC2 in view.
KC2 in view. Ray, good evening. What's going on tonight?
61 degrees. That's what's going on. Boy, it's cooled off in a hurry. Just quick in and out. Just heard the radio going in the other room. Go, oh, gee, it must be after 9.
All right. Well, thanks for the check-in. That's what we have up here at camp, by the way. So we're at the same point here. And that's what they're saying. It might get a little chilly tonight, but we'll see. It feels like the humidity's up a little more than it was yesterday, but the temperature feels lower. So I don't know if that's going to, you know, vote for tonight, but we'll see. All right, are there any other comments, queries, or late check-ins at this time? All right, hearing none, I'll now close the Black River Valley Service Net, retain the frequency of radio amateur use. I'd like to thank Dick, Kevin, John in the Hudson Valley, George, Rich, John up at Hinkley Lake, Pauline, and Ray for checking in tonight. Say 73 to anyone listening in. This is KD2AIT, clear.
KD2AIT, this is KD2IZE.
Hey, Dick, what's going on tonight?
I mentioned I had a question. I haven't been up that way in a long time, and I was just wondering if, when I was up there, actually, I think it was 2004, maybe, my son had come up from, my son and his wife had come up from Alabama, and they trailered their ATVs, and we decided to go up to Constableville in Lewis County because they had just opened up their county roads to ATVs. I know at the time that the state was having fits about it, and I was just wondering if they still, if the state shut them down or if they still have those roads open.
You know, as far as I know, they still have them open, but I'm probably not the best source to ask. I know when you're driving up there, you see the signs all the time that, you know, there's ATVs, you know, on the road. So I'm pretty sure that's still in effect. If anybody else out there is listening knows any different, please jump in. Yeah, I'm pretty sure. Yeah, you can still go in there and ride. That's the big draw up there. Everybody I talk to wants to get a place up there for, you know, for their ATV.
Are you familiar with Constableville, Jeff?
Roger. Yeah, that's where my mother's side of the family's all from. It's where my mother was born and raised. All my aunts and uncles up there, and yeah, I'm pretty familiar with it.
I'll tell you, I was impressed. There's a place, I think it was called Sullivan's Service Station. And when we got up there, I had a Big Bear 400 at the time, single cylinder, and my plug fouled out. So we went down to that garage at Sullivan's, and they ordered me a plug and installed it for me. All they charged me was for the plug. They didn't charge me for putting it in or anything. Really decent people up there. And I think we were there maybe 2 months before that Hotel Parquet, I think it is, burnt down, which was a shame because I guess that was the landmark, I think, in Constableville. I hate to see something like that go away.
Roger, yeah, I remember when that burned. I remember going into there when I was a kid for years. That is a big one of the big landmarks in the old two alley bowling alley was a big one. It's still there. I just don't think they use it anymore. You could probably look it up online as far as what the riding situation is. But I have to believe you can still ride there because that's where everybody goes with their ATVs. They have all kinds of activities up there with it, and you don't see that same that same stuff going on in Oneida County. So I'm almost positive it is, but I just wouldn't want you to take my word on it and be wrong, because I don't really ride ATVs other than I have one up here at camp, but I'm not an enthusiast or anything.
No, I understand. I understand. I appreciate you, just letting me know what you were able to tell me. So, all right. Well, I'm going to let you get back to your vacation. Sounds like you had a great first day. So enjoy. I hope the weather's with you. And I appreciate you running the net. I actually look forward to it. I don't get on here a whole lot, but once in a while I get the bug to do it, and it's always enjoyable. So, all right, you have a good night, and thank you for what you do, Jeff. KD2AIT, this is KD2IZE, clear.
All right, Dick, my pleasure, and hopefully you'll be able to get your way up here again, and definitely, you really just can't beat the Adirondacks for some of that stuff. And I tell you, I love every time, every moment I get up here in the woods. And you just can't beat it. And I know a lot of people all over the country, and they think the entire state of New York is covered in asphalt, but they don't seem to understand we have the biggest state park in the country, and it's bigger than Yellowstone, Grand Canyon, and the Grand Tetons combined. And anyway, it's one of the greatest resources I think we have in the entire state. So, all right, thank you for coming on the net, and we're here every night at 9 o'clock. And I'm going to let you go. I'm going to go QSY to another net if they're not done yet. So it's KD2AIT, clear.
Stations that would like to check in tonight, with or without traffic, all stations are welcome. Stations can now please.
KC2NBU, good evening, no traffic.
This is N2WBX, good evening, Jack.
Okay, welcome back now to KC2NBU. Good evening, Ray. N2WBX. Good evening, Dennis. Thank you all for checking in. Much appreciated. Okay, looking for additional stations with or without traffic.
Sis. KD2AIT. Good evening, Jack. No traffic.
KD2AIT. Hello, Jeff. Thank you for checking in. Who is N5ALW due back? Isn't he on vacation or something?
Roger. I think he said he's getting back Tuesday or Wednesday. I don't remember. Sometime this week.
Yeah. Okay. Just kind of curious. I knew he was. I knew he went away. That part I heard, but I didn't know when. Okay. Thank you all. Any additional stations with or without traffic? Thank you all for checking in. Much appreciated, folks. 7-3s to all. Have a good evening and good day tomorrow. KA2ZMZ.